This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hi everyone, this is Wael Ibrahim from the Aware Academy, and this is Pornography Facts, a new live series which will be broadcast on my page and different other pages on the internet, where we will be discussing factual information about the harmful impact of pornography. And before getting into the discussion of the first episode today, I wanted to clarify something really important, and that is, this is not a religious discussion around pornography and its addictive nature. I will turn usually to science and latest discoveries in the field, and that would be it. We will not bring religion into discussion. Yes, I have my own personal faith. Yes, I speak about my faith a lot on different settings, but when it comes to pornography, usually I bring the latest research rather than bringing religious into the discussion. Of course, when I'm invited into religious spaces, I do turn to texts and so on and so forth from a religious perspective. However, this is not the setting this is not the nature of this series. Secondly, I'll try to be very simple in choosing my terminology so that we don't confuse anyone. So I will try to simplify the language as much as possible so everyone can be on the same page. Right, if you could now turn your attention to the description of the video. I said, the porn industry try its best to convince the consumers that their production helps to relieve people's sexual tension. While sexual tension may get relieved temporarily while on porn, those same people have failed to mention that the same products also promises addiction, intense craving, tolerance to negative behavior, deviation from the norm, and worst of all, brain alteration and sexual dysfunction. Now, we will not focus on each of those damages that could happen to anyone who constantly watch pornography. We will focus only on brain alteration, and then we will take each of those problems like addiction, craving, so on a later discussion. But brain alteration, are you kidding me? Some people, you know, they are surprised to know that pornography, just a visual image of people having sexual interaction, would cause a physical brain alteration, a complete changes of your chemical in your brain. And these are not my words. These are not something that we are making up. This is the latest studies in the field of neuroscience and neuroplasticity and so on. They have discovered that actually those who constantly view pornography, they could reduce the cells in the brain to an extent that the most important part of the brain, which is the frontal lobes, or what we call the prefrontal cortex. Oh, sorry, I said I will not use difficult words. Just the frontal lobe, or the front part of the brain, which is responsible for a lot of important issues like motivation, like focus, like decision making, willpower. All these things are essential for our survival. Yet pornography has the power to actually damage or weaken that part of the brain. According to the Institute of Max Planck, they mentioned in their study of 2014 that those who frequently view pornography have decreased brain cells. And they said that it makes the brain smaller on average than those of men who do not view pornography. Now imagine this, like your brain becomes smaller, that part of the brain becomes shrink, literally shrunk. And as a result, you started losing focus and losing control over your own action. Little wonder why people who are complaining about the addiction, they would relapse again and again after millions of promises that they've made to themselves that from now on, I'm not going to watch porn anymore. It's destroying my life. It's messing up my system and so on. They go back to it and do the same thing again and again. Why? Because that part of the brain becomes so weak, and as a result, they are not in control of their own action anymore. The good news, and that's the lesson of today's episode, the good news is that our brain is designed in a way that it can be shaped, molded, and reshaped and rewired as you pleased. In fact, you can train your brain as you wanted it to function. All what you need to do is to introduce to it a healthier way of life, healthier habits, and enforce these habits by all means necessary so that you can create pathways in your brain for those habits that will override the pathways of addiction. So I hope the lesson of today was very beneficial. I will include in the description or in the comments more links to latest studies around this, those who wanted to read more about brain alteration as a result of porn addiction, so that you can enhance your knowledge around this. Because I always say, the more you know, the more you grow, which means the more you know the harmful impact of pornography, most likely, if you're addicted, your brain will resist and fight in a stronger manner. Because people, they go back again and again to pornography, but they don't know the damage. They feel anxious, they feel depressed, they feel bad, they are not happy about what they're doing, but they don't know the actual consequences of what they're doing. And once you know that, you become more resisting to your addiction, and that's a positive thing in overall. So I will leave you with this for now. I will include a few links in to make this program, to make this video series successful. I would request from you to really become proactive in dropping in the comments your questions. I will collect your questions, as I mentioned in the description. I will collect them, I will read them thoroughly, and I will create, every few episodes, we will create one video to answer those questions. What I'm also planning to do is to invite people who are also experts in the field, perhaps to interview them and to engage them in similar discussions. So this is my passion. Everyone who's watching, so let's really make this program successful. If you could also share the video, all what you need to do is to just click share and say a few words that this program is very important, beneficial, can save lives if they come to know the harmful impact of pornography. So I'll see you soon. Thank you so much for watching, and stay aware.